Good evening. It's Wednesday, November 17th, 2010, 6:45 p.m. in Tempe, Arizona, and it's another episode of the Blind Access Journal podcast. Hello there, and I'm Daryl Shandro. This evening, I'm going to demonstrate to you the accessibility issues found in the current version of the Foursquare iPhone app. This demonstration is primarily for the benefit of an engineer that several of us have been emailing with at Foursquare, but I thought it might also be instructive for everyone else who uses the app or would like to consider using the app. So here we go. Let's go ahead and launch Foursquare.
Foursquare.
And
Foursquare. Close. Button.
Foursquare's open, and I last checked in at a transit center, and that is the last item, that is the last thing I was doing when I ran Foursquare. So that's where I am now. We'll start with that screen. There's a close button. Going to flick to the right in case you're not aware of it. VoiceOver does change the gestures because, of course, tapping a single tap would not work for a blind person for choosing items on the touchscreen. So items are chosen with a double tap as opposed to a single tap for sighted people who are not using VoiceOver. So I'm going to flick to the right and I'm going to demonstrate this screen.
University DR, Rural Metro, 840S Rural Road. Okay, we've got you at University DR. Rural Metro. You've been here 14 days in the past 2 months. 20. Utopinka 105U. PNG. Image.
So after the confirmation of the check-in, there's an image that doesn't have a description. I don't know what that is. I don't know if it's some kind of a photograph of the venue or the person who is the mayor. That would some clarification of that. Of the purpose of that image would be helpful.
John is the mayor of University DR, Rural Metro.
So if it is a photo of John, maybe an alt tag that had the person's username would be helpful, or something along those lines, say photo of, and then whoever is shown as the mayor, their username.
Your score. 3PNG, image.
Okay, there is a 3PNG image. Again, I'm not sure what that is. It would also be helpful to have some kind of an alt text tag or equivalent description for that image.
Travel bonus, 5 stops, plus 5. Total points, 5.
Okay, so that is the check-in screen. Two very minor nitpicky accessibility issues there. Not showstoppers and not significant compared with other items in the app, but just I thought I would start there. So let's close it.
Close. Button. Places. Back button.
Okay, and I'm going to now hit the back button, and I'm going to be more systematic
Logo.
Here.
Button.
So now we are on the Places tab, and I'm going to flick to the right.
Search Places. Search field. My favorites. Heading. Cameron Creek Apartments. 1975E. University. 5th. Nearby. Heading. Big Fish Pub. The Social Media. Sleepy Dog Saloon. Block 1949 Apartment 4. Lion's Den. Butt Nugget Fandango. 1949 East University. Dirty Ink. Papago Pub. Beyonce and Birth. J. Bella Interiors.
And I'm just 2000, quickly Lolo's flicking through
1051.
These.
1949 University DR. Champagne Room. Dirty Dancing with Erica and Rudy's Room. 3030 Club. 19. Dylan Rasmus Toilet. Kelly Paper. Not Sherwin Williams Automotive. Elm Locating. 2000. Not in list. Tap here to search for places. Near 1975E University DR. Tempe. AZ. Friends. Button. Selected. Tips. Button. To do list. Daryl.
So the places screen seems to be, very, very accessible. And I don't see any problems with the places screen. So now I'm going to four-finger flick back up to the top, and I'm going to select one of the places.
Logo. My nearby. Big Fish Pub. 1954 University DR. 213 meters.
I'm going to double tap on that.
Places. Back button.
So this is the Big Fish Pub. I'm going to flick to the right. Each flick will show a new element of the screen.
Logo. Button.
So, actually, I mean, the logo button, I understand that's the four square button, but I haven't figured out what it really is supposed to do when it's pressed. So if there's really a function associated with that button, it would be helpful to know what that is rather than just call it the logo button.
Big Fish Pub, 1954 University DR. Check-in button green. Shane S. is the mayor. No tips here. More info, map, contact and more. Venue a tip, button. Venue a title, button. Flag, button.
So this thing that says...
V-E-N-U.
Now I'm just spelling it out by flicking down.
Uniform, E, space, A-D-D-T-I.
So it says venue add tip, and the add tip is, one word. Maybe consider labeling that something like, add tip to venue. Or just add tip. The same with the next one.
Venue a title button.
Venue add to do. The add to do is one word. And it just seems to me that maybe this button really isn't labeled, but it's just what's coming out of the code for this part of the app. And while it is usable, it's not optimal. So labeling those with something a little better would be helpful.
Flag, button, action, button.
And flag and action. So I'm going to go back to these screens for, let's see.
Flag, venue, more info, venue a tip, button.
I'm going to go to add tip. I'm going to double tap.
Cancel, button, Big Fish Pub. 1950, for example, try the sea salt vanilla, 200. Tip button green. Tip button green. Button.
Okay, and again, it's pretty simple. And it's pretty accessible. I would want to know what is the significance of the way it says tip button green. What does that mean, and is there a more functional way to label that, perhaps. Say I'm going to go back to the previous screen.
Cancel button.
Actually, I got to go up and hit cancel.
Places. Back button.
Let's check the to-do option here.
Action. Button. Flag. Venue a title. Button. Cancel. Big Fish Pub. 1950. Add a note. Optional. Text field. 200. Dimmed. Toto button green. Button.
And again, it's very, very accessible. You can add a note.
Cancel. Button. Places.
So
back button.
My point for doing this podcast is to do an evaluation of the app, pointing out both its accessible attributes and its inaccessible attributes. It's, of course, not to slam Foursquare or to be overly negative. It's just to be as objective as possible, and by outlining the accessibility we already have and describing the accessibility we don't have, and providing some ideas for making that more accessible.
Logo, Big Fish, check-in button green.
So I'm going to hit this check-in button green button, double tap.
Cancel button.
And here's where we run into our first somewhat significant issue. We can not only check into this to this venue, but we can also select what else happens. For instance, whether it gets posted to Twitter or Facebook. So I'm going to flick to the right.
Big Fish Pub. 1954 University DR. Text field. Double tap to edit.
Okay, so there's a text field, but it just says text field. We don't know what that field is for exactly. So labeling that text field with something appropriate would definitely be helpful for knowing just exactly what that text field is used for. Flicking to the right again.
140. Dimmed. Text field.
That is apparently the number
double tap to edit
available characters in the field.
Share with friends. Selected. Yes, toggle off. Button. No, toggle off. Button.
Okay. So we have a share with friends header, which is fine. But then we have
selected. Yes, toggle off. Button.
We have a button that says yes, toggle off. And it's selected. So through our experience, we know that that means yes, we want to share with friends. However, it says selected, but then it says yes, toggle off. So perhaps, and it says that whether or not it's selected. So I feel some better labeling is needed there. Either just have it say yes and have it say selected, or have it say toggle. I don't know. This is not really a toggle. This is a radio button, actually. So I would just have it say yes, and if it's selected, then you know it's yes, or some other similar type of labeling. So I'm going to flick to the right.
No toggle off button.
And again, it says no toggle off. So that's also unclear. If I double tap no, then it would be selected not to share with friends. But again, even if it was selected, it would say no toggle off. So would that mean, would it mean no is off? I mean, it's confusing. So if you would, please try to fix the labeling there a little bit. And let us know if you need more information about any of these suggestions. Flicking to the right again.
Share with.
So now I can select over which social media service the check-in is shared. Flick to the right.
Dimmed button.
Okay, dimmed button. While I don't know what that is through use of the app, I know that's probably the Facebook button. And it's dimmed because I don't even have Facebook set up with Foursquare. I pretty much only use it with Twitter. So that button needs description. Even when it's dimmed, it needs to have a description that it controls Facebook access. I'm going to flick to the right again.
Selected. Modal T off. Button.
Okay. We have a problem here, too. It says selected modal, M-O-D-A-L, T off. Now, since it says selected, I know that it will post this check-in to Twitter. But, I mean, it's not useful. So say something like, allow it to say whether it's selected or not, and just have it say Twitter. Or say Twitter on. And then when it's not selected, say Twitter off. Or, some similar, more clear text labeling would be very helpful here.
Check-in button green. Button.
And there's the check-in button. Again, is it necessary to say it's green? How about just say check-in button? Or, just provide some more, provide information functional. I don't necessarily have an issue with it even saying it's green, but it just kind of has that feeling of a button that just so happens to be named in the code a certain way without an actual text label. So if you try to fix that, that'd be helpful. Okay, and that is the end of that check-in screen. I'm actually not going to check into this because I'm not at that location. So we hit the back button.
Check-in button green. Cancel
button.
Places. Back button.
So that's the places portion of Foursquare. I'm going to go
action,
down.
But flag. Venue at top. Venue at tip. Places. Back button.
Hit the back button.
Logo. Places. Back button. Logo.
By the way, good the good use of the allowing the two-finger scrub gesture. That is a nice shortcut for those of us who use VoiceOver.
Daryl. To-do list. Tip. Select. Friends. Near 1975
EU. So let's
friends. Button.
Double tap friends.
Selected. Shout. Button.
There's a shout button.
Logo button. Check in button.
And logo button. Check in.
Selected. Recent button.
Recent.
Nearby button. Map nearby. Button blue button.
Nav button blue button. I have no idea what that is exactly. So better labeling would be helpful there.
Last 3 hours. Heading. Older.
Okay, and
last 3 hours, heading.
After it says last 3 hours, I flick to the right. Nothing.
Space.
There's no space text there, so I'm not sure what's supposed to be there. But and there's two of those areas. So apparently that section, that content is not accessible to VoiceOver. So please fix that. Definitely.
Older. Heading.
Older. And again, that status information just seems to be totally blank. So I think that definitely needs some attention.
Spain. Friends in other cities. Heading.
Friends in other cities. And then again, this information under these headings is totally blank to VoiceOver. I don't have any idea what's displayed there, but these are areas right now that we don't have access to, which means we can't fully participate in Foursquare in regards to accessing information about what's going on with our friends. I hope you'll fix that as soon as possible, please. Again, I don't know what's in these. I'm just flicking to the right. How much flicking do I have to do? I'm just going to try to four-finger flick down.
Daryl, 4 items. Place selected.
Okay, so there's no more to that friend screen, apparently. That's all I can do. I'm going to go back.
Shop, button, logo, check-in, selected, recent, nearby, map button blue, button.
I'm going to...
Selected. Recent.
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess that was map button blue. It was not nav. So if that's a map button, maybe just have it say map or describe maybe a little more functionally what it does in the text label.
Nearby. Selected. It's like recent.
Recent.
Button. Selected. Recent.
I guess nearby. That is, map button.
Last 3.
I guess that
map,
is
map button blue. Nearby.
What we
button.
Are at. Wow. So this friends tab is pretty inaccessible, huh? Let's double tap the nearby button.
Selected. Nearby. Map button. Friends nearby. Heading. User. Karen S. Button. User. Karen S. Button. Venue. Curves 930 W Broadway Road Suite 4. Button.
So this part is accessible. My wife, Karen S., is nearby and she's at Curves.
Selected. Friends. Button. Places. Button. Shop. Button.
So if that's all that's in the nearby portion of the screen, then...
Logo. Check in.
That
button.
Seems to be pretty accessible.
Recent. Button selected. Map button blue. Button. Friends nearby.
Let's map do the map. Blue.
Button. Friends. Back button. Logo. Crushers. Button. Map pin. Map pin. Current location. Map pin. Shows
so
more info.
I just see a couple of map pins.
Map. Crushers. Button.
Crosshairs.
Logo. Button. Friends.
I'm not
button.
Sure what the map section is supposed to do, but again, if that could be labeled a little better, that would be helpful. And I understand it's very, very challenging to make a visual map accessible, but I feel that where there's any data behind the map information, you could make that accessible. Like if there's a friend on that map, or if the map's showing my current location, then give me the nearest street address, or the nearest something, you know, give me some descriptive information there to go with the visual that's being provided for the benefit of your sighted users. I'm going to hit the back gesture.
Shop button. Okay. Daryl. Tips. Places. Select.
So I'm going to go to tips.
Button. Selected. Logo.
I'm tap
button.
On tips.
Selected. Friends tip. All tips. Button. Map button blue. Pull down to refresh. Near 19. Pull down to refresh. pull down to refresh.
There's a control that says pull down to refresh. That doesn't tell me as a blind user what to do. So maybe some clarification on that control. I just double tapped it. It appeared to do nothing. But some clarification and a UI change there would be helpful if necessary.
Near 1975 University DR. Tempe. Azi. France. Button. Places.
And button. Then there's some my logo. Address. So
all tips.
I can either
button.
See
selected. Friends tips.
Friends button. Tips.
Selected. Friends tip. All tip. Map button blue.
And I guess
tip.
I was in the button. Friends tips tab.
All tips. Button.
I'll double tap.
Selected. All tips.
All tips.
Map button. At Cameron Creek Apartment. Map button blue. At Cameron Creek Apartments. I'm a blind tenant at this apartment complex. My card with $19 on it was just stolen from the laundry room this morning. Watch out. Added 3 months ago by Daryl Shandrop.
Yeah, I posted that tip 3 months ago.
At block 1949, apartment 4044. Try the honeycomb. It'll leave you on cloud 9. Added 5 weeks ago by Raul F. 3.
Interesting.
At block 1949, Vista del Sol is way better. Added 3 months ago by Michael R. At Dirty Inc. HTTP. www.facebook.com. At Rio Ventana Townhomes. Watch out for stray cats. Added 3 months ago. At Sherwin Williams Automotive Finishes. Talk to Chris. He has the hookup on paint. Added 5 weeks ago. At Sleepy Dog Saloon and Brewery. Try the pale ale. Yum. At Sleepy Dog Saloon and Brewery. At Sleepy Dog.
Okay, so.
At Sleepy Dog. At Sleepy
these are
Dog.
Just tips. This
at
part.
Grebs, at the Slurp.
It seems to be.
At Hayden Cove.
Accessible.
At Dated. At AZ. At Rockford Fossil. Logo. Button.
So perhaps that screen is accessible. The same questions apply about the what happens after the map button is clicked, however.
Friends tip. Selected.
Okay, so.
All tip. Logo. Friends tip. Selected. Map button blue. At Daryl. To-do list. Select. Places. Friends. Button. Near 1975. Friend. Place. Selected. Tips. But. To-do list. Button.
Let's go to the to-do
selected.
List.
Logo. Button. Recent. Selected. Map button blue. Pull down to refresh. Near 1975
the
University
same confusing
DR.
Refresh
Tempe.
Control.
Aussie. Friends. Button.
And there's nothing in there. I don't know. I think that probably means that.
Near map button blue. Selected. Nearby. Recent. Button. Logo. Button.
Oh, it's recent or nearby.
Recent. Button. Selected.
Recent. Selected.
Nearby. Map button blue. Pull down to refresh. Near 1970. Friends.
There's
button.
Nothing in there.
Places. Friends.
Let's do nearby.
Tips. Button. Near 1970. Pull. Map button blue. Nearby. Button. Selected. Nearby.
Nearby.
Map button. Pull down to near 19. Friends. Near 19. Pull down to map button blue.
So
button.
There doesn't appear to be anything
pull down
in
to
this.
Refresh. Near 19. Friends.
To-do list.
Places. Tips. Selected. Daryl.
So I guess I'm not able to provide a complete evaluation of that screen. Perhaps another blind user testing this app will be able to fill that in. My apologies. Let's go ahead and double click on my username, which just says Daryl.
Selected. Logo.
Supposes button. My profile.
More. Button.
Gonna right click.
Logo. Daryl Shandrop. Last seen. University DR. Rural Metro. Button.
Okay. So after the last seen, University Drive and Metro. Metro, it's there's just a button that has no label.
User gray button. Button.
And then I'm flicking to the right again. User gray button. Button.
User gray button. Button.
Once again, user gray button. Button.
User gray button. Button.
Once again, user gray button. Button.
96 check-ins. 4 pending. 96 check-in. 4 pending requests. 50. At friend. 4 pending requests. 52 friends. At friends. Friends. Button. Places. Button. Tips.
Okay, so we're back to the bottom.
96.
So.
Daryl. More. Button. Logo.
So let's.
Daryl. Button.
Let's see what this button is. Double tap.
Daryl. Back button. Logo. Change. Logo.
So now
change.
I'm in a screen that just says change button. What the heck is that? I'm not going to press it because I don't know what I'd be changing. But there's no other text in here describing what this screen does. And it would be helpful if there were. Let's go ahead and back.
Logo.
And we go.
Button. More. Button. User gray button. Button.
Let's look at the first user gray button. Button.
Daryl. Back button.
Flick to the right.
Logo. Daryl's Mayorships. Heading. Central Station Metro Transit. Central Avenue and Van Buren Street.
And that's it. And that's good. That's my mayorship. So how about instead of
Daryl's
user,
Mayorships. Heading.
Instead of user gray button button, how about say mayorships? Let's go back.
Logo. More. Button.
We'll find the second user gray button button.
User gray button. User gray button. Button.
Double tap.
Daryl. Back button. Logo. Newbie. Congrats on your first check-in. Link. Image.
So these appear to be my badges. And again, I've gone through most of this at various times in the past, so I'm not going through this blindly, so to speak, except for the to-do and a couple of things in here that I don't use. But anyway, these appear to be the badges that I have.
Newbie. Adventurer. You've checked into 10 different venues. Link. Adventurer. Explorer. You've checked into 25 different venues. Link. Explorer. Superstar. Link. Image. Superstar.
What is that?
Superstar. Link. Image.
Okay.
Vendor. Link. Vendor.
Krunk. So these are
that's
badges.
4 plus stops in one night for you. Link. Image. Vendor. Krunk. That's 4 plus stops in one. Krunk. Local. You've been at the same place 3x in 1 week. Link. Local. Super user. That's 30 check-ins in a month for you. Super you. Player please. Link. Image. Player please. School night. Link. School night. Far, far away. Link.
So I don't think, I don't, these are not all the badges that I have. These are all the badges that are available.
Far, far away.
And
Brooklyn for life. Link.
Some image. Of them I have and some of them I don't. So perhaps maybe somehow indicate, as I'm sure that there is a visual indication, somehow indicate through voiceover which badges I actually have and which badges I, you know, don't have yet. Or just leave them as they are if I don't have them, but give some indication if I do have it.
Brooklyn, photogenic. You found 3 places with a photo booth. Link, image, photogenic. Gossip girl, link, gossip, socialite, link.
Wow, there's lots of them. Now, it seems to me that the ones that I have also include their descriptions. It would actually be helpful to include the descriptions for all the badges and then use another method for indicating whether or not the user actually has that badge. Then you can see what your goal should be if you want that badge, I suppose. Anyway, I'm going to back out of this. So perhaps
Daryl, back button.
Perhaps badges.
Button.
Perhaps badges would be a good label for that second user gray button.
More. Button. User gray. 90s. User gray button. Button.
Here's the third user gray button.
Daryl. Back button. Logo. Recent. Button. Selected. Popular. Button. At Cameron Creek Apartments. I'm a blind tenant at this apartment complex. My card with 9. At Olive Garden. Yeah. Definitely.
So these must be all of the tips that I posted.
At Olive Garden. Yeah. Definitely. Ask for Megan. She's the best. Thanks for great service. :, added 17 days ago by Daryl Chandral.
So apparently that is my tips. That is all the tips that I've posted. So
logo. Button.
Call it tips or tips posted or something like that.
Button.
Okay.
User 96 4 pending at friends.
So I believe that is about the size of it for Foursquare. The other thing that you could do is like
4 pending requests.
So there's this option that says 4 pending requests.
4 pending requests. 52 friends.
52 friends.
Daryl. Back. Logo. Selected. All friends. Bob Garrett.
Right. So
approve. Button.
Okay. So these are friends that would like to be added. I would ask also that in a case like that, it wasn't clear whether I could do anything with that text where it said four requests pending 52 friends. VoiceOver has the ability to provide hints, and I would ask that you add where appropriate, that you add hints to VoiceOver. I believe several of us have sent to you the Apple's accessibility programming guide for iOS apps. I hope you will take a look at that and consider implementing Apple suggestions. They provide a lot of the information that I've just provided through this demo. They provide that in developer's language, and I think they provide some examples, and they provide ways to use the, you know, Apple's APIs to deliver that information to VoiceOver and make your app more accessible. So I hope you will do that. If you'd like to reach me, send an email to editor@blindaccessjournal.com. That's editor@blindaccessjournal.com. Or reach me on Twitter. The username is Darrell, D-A-R-R-E-L-L. And be happy to continue the correspondence. Same is true for Foursquare or for any Foursquare users who have questions about this demonstration. That's all for this evening. Have a great night and a wonderful week, everyone. This is Darrell Shandro with the Blind Access Journal blog and podcast, signing out.